An overview. 2025 color trends. What will customers be looking for next? Authored by Linda Schmid. Shield Wall Media surveys our partners in the industry on various topics of interest. Recently, we sent out a color survey for 2025, and we are ready to share the results with you. We will also check with some industry professionals to see what they are seeing. Also, the color experts have provided their colors of the year for 2025. We hope this will help you prepare for your customers' needs throughout the year. The survey was answered by 95% roofers and manufacturers. In the results of the most popular colors, roofing color choices today are led by black, followed closely by gray, and brown in third. Interestingly, green, white, and galvalum or galvanized are close behind. Tan, red, and blue are pretty close contenders for the bottom rung. Approximately 11% of respondents added other colors, copper, taupe, as popular choices. This breakdown does not, however, take geography into consideration. Current popular colors, black, 60%, gray, 56%, brown, 44%, green, 40%, white, 38%, galvalum, galvanized, natural, 37%, tan, 26%, red, 22%, blue, 22%, other, 11%, colors by geographical location. Looking at it area by area, a general rule seems to be that the further west an area is, the fewer responses we had, with only a handful in the northwest and southwest, though the northeast also had a lower response. With that in mind, let's look at what the survey said. Popular colors with customers by region. Location. Northeastern, United States. The data for the Northeast shows that the most popular color is gray, then black, then brown, while tan, white, unpainted galvalum / galvanized, and red are the least popular on the list. Gray, 78%, black, 67%, brown, 56%, green, 44%, blue, 44%, tan, 22%, white, 22%, galvalum, galvanized, natural, 22%, red, 11%, location. Southeastern, United States. In the Southeast, brown is the number one color, with galvalum / galvanized second, and black not far behind. Gray is fourth after a large gap, then green. The other colors are all about equal at the bottom of the list. Brown, 67%, galvalum, galvanized, natural, 61%, black, 56%, gray, 39%, green, 33%, blue, 22%, tan, 22%, white, 22%, red, 17%, location. Northern, Midwestern, United States. The North Midwest area prefers black then gray. The third choice, white, is far behind the first two. Green is close behind white, and the other colors all hang around the bottom rung. Black, 68%, gray, 60%, white, 36%, green, 32%, brown, 24%, tan, 24%, red, 20%, blue, 16%, galvalum, galvanized, natural, 16%, location. Southern, Midwestern, United States. Gray is number one in the South Midwest, with a three-way split for second, black, white, and galvalum / galvanized. Tan takes third, and with a large gap between third and fourth, brown and green share fourth place. The others cluster at the bottom. Gray, 78%, black, 63%, white, 63%, galvalum, galvanized, natural, 63%, tan, 50%, brown, 38%, green, 38%, red, 38%, blue, 13%, location. Northwestern, United States. The Northwest area has red, brown, gray, and green in a four-way split for the most popular. Galvalum / galvanized is solidly at the bottom, while white, tan, blue, and black are tied in the middle. Red, 75%, brown, 75%, gray, 75%, green, 75%, white, 50%, tan, 50%, blue, 50%, black, 50%, galvalum, galvanized, natural, 25%, location. southwestern United States. Perhaps unsurprisingly, white shows up as the most popular color in the Southwest, with green in second and brown in third. The other colors at the bottom are pretty even in the ranking. White, 80%, green, 60%, brown, 40%, gray, 20%, black, 20%, tan, 20%, red, 20%, galvalume, galvanized, natural, 20%, blue, 0%, color's importance in selling metal roofing. Half of the survey respondents said that color is very important to their metal roof customers, about 42% said that color is extremely important, and about 7% said that it is somewhat important. No one said that it was not so important or not at all important. The conclusion is easily drawn that roof color matters to most customers. When asked if most customers who come to talk about their new roof have a specific color in mind, 45% of respondents said yes, and 52% said that it was about 50-50. Only about 3% answered no. So, while many may know from the start what color they want, they may be trying to match other buildings on the property, or they may be concerned about fitting in with the neighborhood aesthetics. There are also many who consult with their roofer when deciding. 55% of respondents said that when they helped a customer, they showed them more than 10 color options, generally every choice they offer, but nearly 30% showed only 3 to 5 choices. Approximately 75% said that matching the soffit to the roof was somewhat important to extremely important. A few words from the metal industry. How do suppliers decide what colors to provide for their customers in a new year? Scott Steele said their purchasing team looks at the trends in their sales to determine if their lineup of the most popular colors will change. Black is always popular, matte and high gloss, and high definition with textured coatings to add depth to the metal, Steele said. So those will always be in the lineup, as well as white and bronze. For bronze, it could be a dark bronze or medium bronze, and again, that depends on recent performance. An interesting note is that there is a current trend among consumers choosing products like the ULG, Ultra Low Gloss, versus the HD product. Both of these have a matte finish, but ULG does not incorporate a texture while HD does. In some cases, there is also a change in gauge that is trending and affects our orders for heavier or more standard weights for coil. He expects to see more of the same colors dominating sales this year, namely black, bronze, and also gray. In some coastal areas, blue is becoming popular. Some building owners will opt for something different, like terracotta for tiles, and textured tiles in a stone or sand color. Kathy Miller at McElroy Metal said, in 2024, black and gray hues continue to dominate residential and light commercial color choices. However, color selection can vary by market segment. For instance, industrial facilities often prioritize lighter colors to enhance energy efficiency, while residential projects may lean towards darker shades based on owner preference and curb appeal. Interestingly, regional location doesn't seem to play a significant role in color choices, Miller added. Miller said her team anticipates that black shades will continue in popularity. They also see a growing interest in natural colors and wood grain patterns, reflecting a trend towards an organic, earthy aesthetic. Miller added, one important point to consider when helping a customer is the impact of color selection on warranty coverage. Certain colors, particularly vibrant shades like bright blues, reds, and oranges, may offer a reduced warranty. This is primarily due to the stability of the pigments used in their manufacturing process, which can affect their long-term performance. Carly Green of EDCO Products said that neutrals such as gray and sand tones dominate their roofing orders, though more unconventional residential homeowners may choose forest green or burgundy. There are some colors that have a very short season, but typically high-trend colors last for several years, Green said. Building owners often choose timeless shades that are compatible with their existing structure or neighborhood. With that said, we are not expecting any major changes in color trends for 2025. Green said they are constantly analyzing demand through sales data, regional trends, and forecasts, and gathering feedback from customers and vendors. In addition, they watch media trends to help identify what is coming in the near future.